Start you off a couple updates just from the roster standpoint. Signed Laron Bird to the practice squad, wide receiver, and released offensive tackle Pierce Burton. I'll give you a couple of injury updates regarding practice for today. We'll hold Malachi Goodman. He's working through a tricep. Devin Hester still with a toe, and Brooks Reed still with his quad and groin. So those will be the guys that will be out today, and then at some point or other we can talk about some guys who would be limited and that type of thing. But those are the guys who will be out for today. But that will open it up with some questions regarding the game.
Yeah, Coach, what would be the key to get everybody refocused here with the Giants team that's going to be pretty determined after a tough loss to Dallas there?
Yeah, for us it's really right at hand again, and how quick our readiness, we can get right back to it. So we really try not to rely on the opponent to get us ready, and it's right back to it for us. So for us, competition Wednesday is at hand again, and how fast can we get to the details that we need to do in our preparation. So really the focus comes right back to us here on this first day of the week.
That same point, do you get the feeling with all the scrutiny that they're under for how their game ended on Sunday that, I hate to use the word desperate after the first week, but they probably are going to come out desperate so they have something else to talk about?
Well, the one thing I do know is with Tom Coughlin, their team, they have real style and attitude with toughness about them. So I can't speak for them. What I can say is, you know, for our group, in terms of our style and our attitude, it's up to us to get ready. But for them, we're expecting, you know, just an extremely tough game. We know how tough they are and how well coached they are. So we'll know or have our handfuls regardless of what happened in the past. But it really just comes back again to the mindset that we're going after it for this week.
Dan, I know you were up there for preseason against the Jets, but for your first road game, official road game as a head coach,
sure.
Being so close to your hometown, what's that going to be like for you? Is there any way you can anticipate what the feeling might be?
No, just same with the guys. I got to be right back in it too, and it'll be always great to see family and friends who get to come to the game. And they got some great fans, and the noise for us is certainly a factor when you go on the road. But it's right back to us for us, and I can't wait to get up there for the matchup.
How's Jake Long look to you, Coach?
You know, we just got started on our walkthrough, but when we did the workout, you know, he's really fit and he looked really strong. So we're anxious to get him out here and be a part of the group. And so today will be his first process going in. So a lot of learning going on between, last night and today for him. And then we'll start the ball rolling today.
Is there a timetable for him?
No, I'm not going to put a number on it. And as soon as he can get, acclimated to the offense, that's the biggest thing, to see how quick, picking up the system and getting his skills right. Because remember, he didn't have an off season to go through. Or training camp to go through. So that part of, playing ball and getting your technique right, that's what's at hand really for him.
Are you all preparing for Cruz to make his debut? I know he didn't play last week. Is that something that you all are preparing for? How do you prepare not knowing if he'll
Yeah, I think it's best always to go preparing like they're going to play, and then we make the adjustments if somebody is not. But I think that's the easiest way to go about it. When you're not sure, let's always prepare like we're going to get him, for the whole load, because up to us. If he plays, then we'll be ready. And I think if you go the other way, you can kind of get yourself jammed up. Oh, something just different happened. It's much easier to go the other way after the preparation's already been done. Okay, they made a change, whoever the player may be.
Yeah, I know Pat, getting pressure on the quarterback was one of the focuses coming into the season. And y'all didn't have a sack in the first game, but a bunch of hits, and it seemed to really kind of disrupt Bradford. What was just your assessment of the pass rush, and they sort of kind of do what you wanted them to do?
Yeah, I think we've got a long way to go to be where we want to get to. And one of the things I'm pleased about is we're nowhere near as good as we're going to be. We're just getting started together as those group of rushers. And it's not just going to be four guys. It'll be 7, 8, 9 guys that we'll have into the mix, both in our base package and our nickel package. So for us, getting the quarterback off the spot is always something that we talk about, especially at the start of the week, to talk about that effectiveness and how we can, just move the quarterback where he, has to feel people, and the hits and the sacks and all that will come. But number one, it's our get off and our mindset to go after the quarterback first.
Dan, as you go through the process and you keep saying you're going to get better and you're going to improve, after only 1 week, is it too early to judge what you're good at versus what you're not good at yet to say, hey, we need to improve in a certain area?
No, I don't think so. I think that's a fair question. Right off the bat, I know, defensively, tackling, is going to be always at the front of our list. So for us to have 9 missed tackles, we already immediately know, okay, that's something we can definitely improve on. When we went through the corrections for the game, a lot of them we felt like for us were self-inflicted wounds and ones that we know we can totally get corrected. So those are ones like tackling and leverage that we can certainly keep up with, or identifying at the line of scrimmage, coming off the ball. Like those are things we know we can improve at. So I think that's my point. I'm saying we're going to keep trying to keep getting better every time we're out there, whether it's at practice, in the games, just constantly trying to get better. And so now we know where we're headed and how we're going to go about it.
Like the Eagles last year, you saw the Giants when you were in Seattle. How does that help you in preparations now, and what can you do that's similar to that a year ago?
Yeah, I think on both sides, you know, like they're also saw the same tape as well to see, here's, you know, how we defended some people last year. I think the biggest difference, you know, the players are different, and, you know, how we can feature guys best, you know, team to team, who you're on and how you feature players, that's a big difference. From a scheme standpoint, both teams, you know, have a real style about how they play. But I think how you feature the players within the scheme and make the calls come to life, both offensively and defensively, that's where the real challenge comes. Everybody in the league defensively plays, you know, three deep and man-to-man, but how do you make the calls come to life? And so that's what we're just trying like crazy to do defensively. And the same thing offensively, you know, like there's lots of teams that run wide zone and inside zone, but making those calls come to life, that's where the, you know, that's where you make the big steps.
Seeing and preparing for a guy like Beckham last year and making that jump from year one to year two, I mean, what do you see from him in that first game on film?
I think the thing that jumps out to you right away is the quickness, and what a competitor, you know, where he can get separation, he can play inside, he can play outside, they can move him, you know, to all different spots, and you have to be a really bright guy in order to do that, to play outside, to play inside, on the right side, on the left side, so he's got the full complement of stuff, and yeah, he's a real challenge for sure.
Yeah, how different is it in the NFL? This idea that we always talk about turning a page on a game win or a loss, you were just in college a few years ago, isn't it? If any place, isn't that more of a college thing? That idea that if you win, you feel too good about yourself. If you lose, you're down. Isn't the pros truly next day go to work?
I think there's so many guys that are coming up through the college ranks. We do have to train them. And to say, you know, like every week, that's why our routine, you know, as players and coaches is so important. And so we have a phrase, we say every week is a championship game mindset. So every week that we're going to play, they're going to get our best. And that means after the game, we clean it out and we have a day where we go through all the corrections and then we're right back to the, you know, to the task at hand. For us, that's the Giants. So the preparation so far, you know, as we're going into it, how on it can we be? And that's the real challenge for all of us every week.
We know that Beckham Jr. just spoke about it, where he lines up on different sides of the field. Are you a guy that wants somebody like Desmond Trufant to be on him wherever he goes, or wherever he lines up, you're going to have that side of the field take care of him?
Yeah, well, I think we'll do. There'll be some combination of both as you go through it. We haven't been all the way through all the down and distances yet. How do you want to play in third down? How do you want to play in the red zone? But he's a factor for sure, and one I know that we're looking forward to the challenge as well. You know, sometimes when you get those unique matchups, it's one of the best things about coaching the NFL. It's tight ends, it's quarterbacks, it's wideouts. You know, it's different guys that an offense can feature, and you know, for them, you know, they certainly have a good one in him, and some other guys as well.
How many times you affected the quarterback? I think y'all credit when they hit.
Right.
Yeah,
and other ones we talk about from hits and then moving a quarterback off the spot. So I don't have it off the top of my head on this one yet.
Did you do that with Trufant in the first game? It looked like a little bit he was on Matthews a little bit.
I think it was just by nature of how they came out on that one. Sometimes when all three receivers are to one side and our corners are over, the matchups may happen, but it wasn't by design into the game plan.
How does the DL line, Dan, look, the Giants DL line to you?
You know, I think, you know, over on the left side, that's, I think, where the strength is right now, you know, with Flowers and Pugh, and those guys are going to be a force for years to come. You know, the good center they draft. They certainly invested in the offensive line. I like the toughness out of the unit. You can certainly feel that. The well-coached, the, you know, commitment together. So, yeah, really good offensive line and one for our defensive line. And run game, pass protection, the whole deal, real challenge for us.